following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ. Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Well, we just had a lovely Thanksgiving dinner. Us at the Sasso household, we were able to spend time with each other as a family, and we also got a lovely dinner together also with our Freedom Fellowship family as well. And so that was full of many blessings. I hope that all of you had a lovely Thanksgiving dinner with all your family. There's few things more rewarding than being able to spend quality time with those that you hold dear. But as we are going onward into our message for today, we're going to be revisiting a teaching from Pastor Chris that she shared with us this past Sunday about confronting the Goliaths in our life. Because oftentimes when people talk about David and Goliath, people frame it odd. The way that people approach the story of David and Goliath in a way is kind of perverted, because they see it as something to where David was the one that was disadvantaged, or David was the one who was supposed to be afraid or scared. But if you read the scriptures, David was not afraid. David was not scared or intimidated by Goliath. It's actually kind of funny, because you'll see if you read the scriptures, Goliath hurled insults at David, and he hurled threats and insults right back at Goliath. He was very feisty. He was very tenacious. And it's because he knew that he had God on his side, and he knew that God had anointed him as king over Israel. And that's something that's important for us to keep in mind, is that God has called each and every one of us to something. And if God has spoken a word over you and you take it, is that this is true, this is going to come to pass, and you obey the word of the Lord, then you don't have to fear any of the giants that come in your path, because God has already set the path for you. So it doesn't matter, you know, how big the problem looks, because you have the word of the Lord on your side. It's just an interesting juxtaposition, because Goliath was this huge, intimidating threat who was taken down by a pebble. And it's just the idea that such a large problem in our minds is solved by such a small issue, such a small solution, is really kind of funny. So we're going to be listening in on Pastor Chris about this as we move forward. And I encourage all of you to listen to what she has to say and take those words to heart.
It is important for us that when you receive a personal prophecy from God, when you receive a vision, it has not manifested yet. Okay? You did not tell God, could you please give me this kind of prophecy? Some of us, we don't even know it's a prophecy. Okay? But it feels so good. It's just like, we may not understand it in here, but it sounds so good, because our new man is receiving it. Right? It get contaminated and get diluted when the old man try to raise up, to resurrect itself, and you start listening to your emotions and to your thought patterns. But no matter what, if God says this, and he is not a man that he should lie, right? Then he is going to bring it to pass. And nothing else, if you believe on that, if you focus that he's God, and you got that prophecy from you, then stand your ground. Whatever happened, that prophecy will continue to manifest. Amen. It will manifest, okay? You know, we always talk about David and Goliath. But even the Christians, their mentality is perverted. Oh, we have this battle. It's just like David and Goliath. And it's like, then why are you acting that way? Then you must be Goliath. Am I correct? Oh, it's just like David and Goliath. Could you please pray for us? David did not act like that. Don't you pervert the word. David just came in on an errand. He was looking for his brother, right? Brothers. And then he started asking around and said, what can be done for anyone to kill? Typical teenager. What is it for me? Right? And he was told, oh, and said, you're going to be rewarded tax-free. Right? Tax-free, and you'll be famous, and you get the girl. Hey, tell that to a teenager. Fame, fortune, and a girl. That's all that matters to him. Because why? He's looking at that 9-foot thing wherein he knew something. That what? He was anointed as the future king of Israel. Right? And he's still not sitting on the throne. Hello? He's not a king yet. So what is your prophecy? You're a tycoon? You travel all over the world? God has someone for you? Right? You'll be anointed. You'll be part of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. Then why are you looking at your Goliaths as if you're not David? Hello? Everybody's quiet. Only if you're looking at me. Are you getting this? When you say, it's just like David and Goliath, and it's just like, this is going to be a David and Goliath. But this is one thing, see? It depends on your reaction and your thought patterns and your heart if you believe that Jesus is Lord over that issue. Because James chapter 1, count it all joy. You don't look happy to me. You're already in disobedience. You don't look happy to me. Hello? David, when David was anointed king over Israel, he was just like us. He was not even considered by his own father to be included in the candidates. Why can I not be loyal and grateful to Jesus when nobody else believed in me like he does? Even my parents believe in me, but up to a certain point. But not him. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11 and 12, it says, so he asked Jesse, meaning the prophet Samuel, are these all the sons you have? They're still the youngest, Jesse answered, but he's tending the sheep. Samuel said, send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives. Even David did not know. He just obeyed. He was not murmuring, but can I stay? I just wanted to see the prophet of God. He said, no. You belong to the sheep. Right? So he sent and had him brought in. He was ruddy with a fine appearance and handsome in features. Then the Lord said, rise and anoint him. He is the one. I could guarantee you, the brothers, probably their mouth is like, what? And probably the mother fainted. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. So the experience of David at the hands of everybody, including his family, after he was anointed as the next king or future king of Israel, is worse than what Cinderella received from her stepmothers and sisters. It is worse. Those are stepmother and stepsister. These are his own flesh and blood. David was not treated well by his own brothers and father. And even then, what was he doing? He was still tending the sheep. And he was an errand boy. There was no FedEx at that time. So he said, there's no FedEx. FedEx don't have any route to where the battle line is. So go there and deliver some food. Right? Bread and what? Cheese. And now, the entire nation is focusing on Goliath, the magnitude of the problem. See, each and every one of us, no matter how good we are, when we are starting up, nobody, except the prophetic words that will come upon you, nobody really have, it's just like, yeah, you're a good person, yes, you're smart, you can go far. But nobody who have ever believed and saw what is coming about your destiny on how great it is. Are you getting this? Well, you say it can be great. And it's just like, you can have spiritual children even though you're single. Even though you're young, even though you're old, even though you're a guy, you can birth them in the ministry. And you can lead people to Christ, and they will get born again. Are you getting this? And you can lay hands on the sick, and the sick recover. And you don't even have a medical degree. You can give wisdom, word of knowledge, that even your counselor and any psychiatrist in the world will not be able to do. You can even predict the future. How special you are that people will not know, because they're only looking at the eyes and material things. But with us, we look beyond here on earth as well as in heaven. Everything in us is spiritual and it's of great magnitude. Okay? And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 4 through 7, he said, a champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. He was over 9 feet tall. Could you imagine that? He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze weighing 5,000 shekels. I don't know how many pounds is 5,000 shekels, but I could guarantee you that's heavier than me. On his legs, he wore bronze greaves, and bronze javelin was slung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod, and his iron point weighed 600 shekels. His shield bearer went ahead of him. So the entire nation focus on Goliath. And when you focused on the magnitude of your problem, you ended up giving to fear and will compromise. That is assured. And Goliaths will win over you, because you will get neutralized once you start worrying, once you start fearing, once you start crying, because you practically accepted defeat. Remember, I kept on telling you, when we're having financial problem, me and Mike, I said, oh, you too? I said, yeah. And I said, I started looking for bigger houses, mansion. I started going, I'm going to start renovating the house. Because this is like, I said, you're Goliath. You'll be chop in time. I am David. I do not fear. Even if it's my own thing. Because your mind is going to help Satan. Where are you going to get the money? Right? Where are you going to get the money? And then you look at your bills, and your bills kept on coming. And then, not only that, oh, CPS is due. SAWS is due. They're going to cut you off, right? You're going to lose your house. And it's like, well, if I'm going to lose my house, that's God's problem. If I'm going to lose my house, who cares about CPS and SAWS? And if you're going to do that, and I said, okay, then let me find another house. Because if this is the house that God gave me, then it's mine. I will lose it if only I will give it up. Are you getting? Mm-hmm. What about your reputation? And it's just like, who cares? When you have your mansion, your reputation will change. Your reputation changes. Are you getting this? That's the reasons why we should count ourselves of no reputation. Because it keeps on changing. If we're afraid of men, then we will be afraid. We'll give in to fear because we're afraid of what people will see us, how we will be treated. Instead, focus on how God is going to treat you in spite of everything. Hello? So count yourself with no reputation. So what? But you do not retreat and go back and not do anything. It's just like you are in the battlefield and you have your gun and ammunition, but you didn't put any bullets in it. Because why? Because we are going to take the kingdom of God by force. The force of our faith, the profession of our faith, and our action. If you say, well, I don't want it because it's a Babylonian, that's a world's way. Yeah. You get into a covenant with the world's way. So how are you going to fix it? By bringing the word of God down towards that. Don't tell me, oh, I don't want to do it because the ways of the world. You knew it's the ways of the world when you get into it. Hello. Please don't be religious. It makes you feel better for a season, but it's not going to change any of your situation. You get into that covenant knowing it's the world system. Because why? Because we have not transformed it and applied God's ways of doing things into that situation. Because we are still in the mode that somebody, God is going to open the gates of heaven and pour out money on us so that we can pay our bills, or somebody else will do it. Then what? It will be a great loss to you. Because that is your Goliath. Somebody else cut its head off. It means to say that you are not yet ready for a greater work. You are not ready yet for the transfer of wealth. Keep in mind that when you receive a promotion from God, for him, he looked at the end from the beginning. In between is our walk of faith and the transformation. God is not going to destroy the entire earth and start all over again. No. He wants us by his might transforming it. Hello? And create it as a garden of Eden here on earth. Well, I don't want to do it because it's a world's way. Well, when you want to do it, you don't even think about anything. You just automatically do it. So don't pick and choose and say, okay, I will be so spiritual in this. And said, you are holy, period. Hello? You don't pick and choose which one. Are you getting this body of Christ? Okay. So the entire nation focused on Goliath. But David kept on reminding himself, I'm anointed king. They don't know it, but I will not. And said, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Yes. And said, it's just like Goliath cannot kill me. Goliath cannot kill me. It hasn't manifested yet. So he reminded himself, and he even reminded King Saul. Oh no, I encountered a bear. How did he encounter the bear? Because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Because he was anointed king. And I said, like, you are my subject. Come here. Let me make a jerky out of you, right? The lion and the bear. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon him. We have a greater anointing. We have the anointing of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit here. If we just clear our heads and apply and work it out, instead of being spiritual that, oh no, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to let God do it. And it's just like, I said, you do it, you drag God into it, and then follow his instruction. Hello? Okay. See how nice I am? In 1 Samuel 17:25, I want you to meditate this word. Now, the Israelites had been saying, do you see how this man keeps coming out? If you do not slay your own Goliath, it will keep on coming out. You will get into cycle. Whether it's a financial issue, whether it's a health issue, if you don't bring it into the ways of God, it will keep on coming out. And you yourself is the one who's going to overcome it, not anybody else. Hello? Remember, you will not be an overcomer if you have nothing to overcome. Right, that's right. It's all over the scriptures, it's one of the prophecies and instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him who overcome, I will do this. But you have to overcome, not to be overcome by your Goliaths, not to overcome it through somebody else. That's why discipleship is important. That's why when you have people within your sphere of influence, you don't look at them as sheep. You look at them as leaders like you in training. And they are the one that you're going to present to Jesus. Okay? Okay. So you need to slay your Goliath. Face your own challenges and issues. Issues that they will hound you and they will keep on coming back. There is only one way. Overcome it God's way. Okay? Not the religious way. So Goliath came out. So David found out the king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give his daughter in marriage and will exempt his father's family from taxes in Israel. I'm in. Are you getting this? You need to face your own Goliath. And if you don't know how to handle it, that's why we're here. Okay? Remember Galatians 4:1? Even though the child owns the whole estate, he is subject to guardianship and trustees. We are the guardians and the trustees. That when you are matured enough in that particular area and you have been trained how to handle finances, then that will be released. As much as you can handle, as much as you can believe. Right? We've been hearing that. You've been hearing that from me for the past 3 years. And there's a reason behind that.
Well, there you have it. So, you know, God, he has a great inheritance for all of us and a great calling for all of us. But it doesn't matter if we're being entitled to that inheritance, because we can't receive it until we become mature, until we walk and step forward in obedience to the calling that God has for us. Because if we don't reach that maturity, then that inheritance, that calling, that position, whatever it is that God has called for your life, is going to remain in trust of guardianship. So we have to step forward and receive the calling that God has on us, and we have to walk forward in obedience. Amen. So that's about all the time that we have for today. I just want to remind you all before we go that Pastor Chris is just a couple weeks away from heading off to the Philippines. By the time you guys listen to this, we'll be less than 2 weeks away from heading off to the Philippines, and she's going to be leaving on the 5th of December, and she's going to be there for almost a month. And we've got all kinds of leadership trainings lined up, prophetic schools, business trainings, youth trainings, leadership trainings. It's a full schedule. So I ask that you keep Pastor Chris and her team in your prayers while she's overseas, because she's got a full plate ahead of her. But we know that we're going to see miraculous results and signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen. In addition to that, don't forget about the prophetic gathering of the saints this December 31st. It's going to be $60 per person. We're going to be hearing about, you know, the word of the Lord that God has for next year, 2018. And let me tell you, 2017, I mean, it was a really busy year, right? There was so much that's been going on in the natural and in the spiritual realm. But you know, God, every single year at the prophetic gathering, he's continued to show us more and more amazing things, and each year is better than the last. So you don't want to miss out on this. So again, it's $60 per person, and that's going to help cover the cost of the venue and your meal. And it's at the Hilton Garden Inn at the Rim in San Antonio, Texas. You can find more information on our website at www.sogmi.org and go to the events tab. Again, that's www.sogmi.org. In addition, if you guys want to support us and the endeavors that we have, including this radio ministry, including our mission trips and training sessions overseas and elsewhere around the world, You can do so by going to our website, www.sogmi.org. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com. And all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.